NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How much do you believe that this being an election year played into the president's decision to name a commission?
Oh, I think it's huge. Look, the administration didn't want to flat out admit that they made a mistake going into war. But on the other hand, they need to get this off the table. With David Kaye having been here, as Don just said, and said what he said, there really was much too much conversation about this for the administration to just keep trying to ignore it. But there are two questions here, Bob, and that's the one is what was the intelligence and what was wrong with it? But two was how did the Bush administration use the intelligence? There was a report in the Washington Post over the weekend that the CIA didn't slant the information that it gave to the administration going into this war. But it doesn't tell us how the administration used the information that they got from the CIA. And I think that's why the president wants this commission to be forward-looking, as Don said. Obviously, the Democrats are going to want to look back and say, hold on a minute, what did you know, when did you know it, and how did you use it?
Yeah, what about the intelligence? Given the fact that no weapons of mass destruction have been found, how can anyone defend all those pre-war scenarios?
Well, they can't. I think that you see that that is the case at this point. But look, this is not, I mean, broadening this inquiry does make a good deal of sense, aside from some political sense from the president's perspective, because if you look at the CIA or intelligence failures, there is not just Iraq. There was a failure to predict September 11th. There's failures in weapons, finding weapons in Iran and Libya. They didn't know about the Indian nuclear test. And you can look back further than that. The former late Senator Pat Moynihan was railing against the CIA, saying right up until the fall of the Berlin Wall, they were saying that the Soviet Union was the greatest economic power on earth. And, you know, obviously that was not the case. So you don't have to be evil to be wrong, but you're still wrong. Looking into that, given the amount of money that is being spent on intelligence and on all of the anti-terror activities, that's certainly worth doing.
What effect will this investigation likely have on the political campaign?
Well, the Democrats, of course, with all of the primaries tomorrow, are right now spending more time beating up on each other than on the administration. But for John Kerry in particular, this is useful because one of his lines has been, I was lied to when he voted to go to Iraq. It's been his defense, and to now have a commission called for in the wake of what David Kaye had to say, it supports what he's been saying. And obviously, this is by and large a plum for the Democrats. It raises questions about the administration's veracity, and as I say, the cost that today the administration is coming out with a $2.4 trillion budget, which does not show a balanced budget in sight for years to come. So questions about the cost of this war, both in terms of dollars and lives, becomes much more fodder for the campaign.
Well, doesn't it help the president? Because he can say, you know, I don't want to answer on this matter until after the commission reports, and the commission might not report till after the election.
Well, of course, and that's why he's naming the commission. And they probably won't report until after the election, which is something he's gotten some cover from. John McCain, not normally a friend of the administration, saying that it shouldn't report until after the election. There is an interesting op-ed today in the Washington Post from former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski saying that that is not the thing to do in terms of world opinion, that the world needs to believe the United States for the United States to be a leader, and that you need to report much quicker than after the election.
With all the potential backfiring, why do political parties choose to use investigations as a political tool?
Because they can't help themselves. Right now, the Democrats don't have a majority, and they can't call for these investigations easily. But it is a way to just shine a spotlight on an administration. And, Bob, it goes back to the beginning of a republic. In 1793, Congress investigated Alexander Hamilton and the Treasury Department. It's just the easiest way to attack an administration.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.